Hello, 461. So I thought we'd catch up here with the last about 3 weeks of the term. So a couple of things that we need to do. We're still going to have a couple quizzes. And I want to have one more project, if that makes sense. And that's going to be doing testing. So test the group you didn't test last time. And, you know, you kind of know the drill on this. You've got a full week, 13th through 17th there, that you still need to be working on your own stuff. Code is due to the other group on the 10th, so make sure they have something, they can work on it. That gives you a chance to finish up, put any finishing touches that you want here in the next 2 days, and your write-ups are due on the 20th back to the other group. There's a lot of changes that'll probably take place, and they might have fixed some of the bugs that you had, but opportunity for them to maybe point some things out. So what you're really trying to do is be helpful here and say, hey, this thing isn't working, this isn't doing. I am leaning towards basically doing a very similar thing for the final projects. In other words, you getting the code for both of the other groups and having a chance to look through it and try it out, say the things that you like, positives, negatives, and neutrals off of that, and being able to see what you know. Hey, they made these changes and they fixed this stuff that we didn't like from before or that was broken from before. And since you've had a chance to look at everybody's, you can kind of judge based off of the way their progress has been. So we will not have the MFT. We will have an exam, which will cover some of the stuff that we did. I think it's going to lean towards being a small project, and that small project will be a take-home exam, where you talk about the different tools that you would be using. I have maybe one more topic that I would like to talk about and maybe put some lecture notes out, so that might occur sometime in the next couple weeks. But in general, you know, this isn't the way that the class really is designed, but this is just giving you some project days to work on your project. So I'm all right with that, and I think you all are too. We'll probably have two more quizzes just to make sure that we keep all of our grades rolling over. So if there are questions about the idea of the alternative pass-fail and you want to talk to me about that, you can. You can take the alternative pass-fail. I still graded it like it's A through F. But if you get a C in that, it will not hurt you. Get credit, but it will not lower your GPA. It doesn't affect your GPA at all. And that's basically the only thing off of that. Likewise, for a D and F, it won't affect your GPA. There are some stipulations on there. If you have two Fs, I think, then that counts as like a suspension or something. I can't remember exactly the way that goes. So you do have to be a little careful, but that's just the way it is normally. You know, I think everybody can still, you know, potentially get that C in the class. If you're leaning on that border of, I don't know whether I'm going to get a C or a D, you know, the alternative pass-fail isn't going to hurt your GPA, which is the good thing off of it. And I would lean towards you doing the alternative pass-fail then instead of just withdrawing. You'll still have an opportunity to really contribute as well. So I would encourage you to be working. You still got 3 weeks, which is 20% of the term. So you still have 20% of the term to work and finish that up. If y'all have questions, please let me know. I think everybody has been doing work. Keep doing work and get your stuff done so that you have a project at the end that is going to be successful. All right, I will talk to you soon.